Let's move on now to the issue around Zimbabwe. So earlier on, we spoke to Lenin Ndebele, but before I tell you what he said, let me then bring in an economist from Zimbabwe, Vince Museve, who's a Zimbabwean economist, who also advises clients on socio-economic issues, not just in Zimbabwe, but in other African countries. So, Vince, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining the National Pulse.
Okay, good evening, Dan. Good evening to all your listeners, eh?
Good evening, indeed. Right. Now, earlier on, Vince, we spoke to Lenin Ndebele, who was the head of News 24, the Africa Desk, and we spoke about the introduction of the ZIG currency and allegations, and there are allegations of, there's been circulating on social media of police officers beating up vendors, street vendors, for not accepting the news currency. Certainly, Lenin could not verify whether that was the case, but he had this to say.
Well, people must know that first things first, the ZIG is not yet there in physical form. It's at the moment electronic money. So you swipe or you use something called EcoCash. It's something like an e-wallet of sorts, but it's electronic money basically. So vendors are not taking electronic money because they prefer the US dollar, the hard currency, the US dollar, which has more value than this phantom money, so to speak, of which we'll have notes maybe next week.
Okay, that's what he said. Let's get Vince Museve's thoughts. Vince, thank you for joining us. So firstly, do you want to comment on that soundbite, if you can?
Yeah, well, you know what? It would be a pity when, because you cannot police confidence. I've always said this. In any economy, it is the market that speaks and not the politicians. And when there's a disconnect between the politician's desire and what the market desires, you then get these issues arising. And that is exactly where we are in Zimbabwe. Let me give you a bit of background. The fundamental issue is that Zimbabweans have been burnt. They were burnt in 2008 with hyperinflation, and they've recently been burned with the bond note, which they had confidence in when it was launched. It was allegedly backed with gold, and everything was fine until it got to $1 to 50,000, and the government had to move to make sure that the situation does not get worse. So you have a market that has lost confidence, a market that is saying, listen, every time we do this, we lose out. We lose out on value, we lose out on transactions and the way things are done, and it's not fair. It is not fair. And remember, 90% of Zimbabwe transactions on a day-to-day basis are in US dollar anyway. Mm. The informal sector has been trading on US dollar. So the idea to bring on the ZIG was one, to close the tap on the bond that was on the Zimbabwe bond that was really deteriorating in value. But it hasn't been done properly. Because when you have to get the police in to get people to accept your currency, you've got a serious problem. And the problem is that there is no confidence that if I go to Zimbabwe today and change my US dollar and get a ZIG, I can then be able to preserve value. Because remember, this ZIG was launched about on the 5th of this month at 13, and now I hear electronically it's about 20, and it's going to get worse. Nothing is going to change that, because the sentiment of the market has not been addressed. And what we've mainly done is to basically put on another currency without a fundamental rethink of the system that is behind currency management. So nothing has changed. And if you are going to get different results, you have to change the system. Mm. You don't change the labels. Because the system will always give you the results that is designed to give you. And that is where we're at with regard to ZIG.
Okay, understood. Well, that's interesting. So two things. When the new currency was launched, right, in terms of public perception and public acceptance of the currency, in the light of the lack of confidence that you spoke about earlier, how was the new currency received?
Well, there's absolutely despondency. There's expectations that it is the same thing. I mean, I was listening to some voice notes on social media. People are saying, listen, we've been there. We were there in 2008. We lost money. We are now there again. And we can't trust you until, number one, you tell us that all government ministers are being paid in ZiG. You tell us that you, are, as a government, now accept ZiG as a mode of payment for taxes, for fuel. Until you do that, you are not accepting your own currency. But you expect us as the market to accept it. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Has there been, I mean, and we've heard these stories and these allegations that the police had to enforce the use of the ZiG. Is that the case? A, has there been this report or reports today that suggested that some of the police officers had beaten up some of the vendors who had refused to take the new ZiG currency? Is that true?
I haven't seen that at all. What has been reported was that some money changers were arrested. I think 65 money changers were arrested over the weekend, and they were going to court today to apply for bail. That's all I know. Regarding what you're telling me now, I really haven't confirmed.
All right. Thanks for clearing that, because we have not received confirmation and we've asked the questions. We don't actually know the answer ourselves. But you're saying that the money changers were arrested. Were they arrested for engaging in illegal activities, or was their arrest in any way to do with the ZiG currency?
Well, you see, money changing in the street has always been illegal. It's never been legalized. So it's something that happened informally. Because what you want to do, you want people to go to the bank when they want to change money. You want people to transact with the banks. But the people are not confident with the banks. And they get a better rate in the street. So the market goes to the street to change money as opposed to go to the bank. Right? So by actually dealing with money changers, you are looking at the symptomatic issue, because let me tell you, those money changers are representing the people with the real money. They're just runners, right, who are basically being sent to do ABC, they do and they get paid. They are not the owners of the money that is being transacted. So arresting them is a temporary kind of reaction, because the next day you just get new money changers. There's so much unemployment. Do you see what I'm saying? So it really is a waste of time to try and say, listen, we're arresting money changers, because they are symptomatic. They are mainly middlemen. What we have failed to address is, number one, to agree on the source. Who is sending the money changers, right? Mm. And then we go to there. And I know deep down that if we go there, we know where this will end. And therefore, one doesn't actually want to upset that cart. You'd rather go and deal with the money changers than actually deal with the people who are giving the money changers the money to change.
That's a good point. Okay, let's leave it at that. Thank you. Thank you for your time. In fact, as we wrap up on this issue, I thought there's an interesting note that I want to just read. It comes from ZW News, and it says that the vice, and this is from 20 hours ago, right? The vice president, Constantino Chiwenga, has issued a stern warning against money changers, threatening them with violence. Addressing a gathering in the Harare East this afternoon, according to the report, Chiwenga said money changers should stop it or else risk being rendered crippled. The buying and selling of ZiG on black market is a criminal offence similar to selling of gold illegally, according to the vice president.